Is pickleball the magic ingredient to a great retirement?
This is Retirement Revealed, where Jeremy Kyle and his guests guide you towards making smarter retirement, investment, and tax planning decisions.
Welcome to Retirement Revealed. I'm your host, Jeremy Kyle, and we're here to turn your retirement savings into retirement income. Today, we're talking with Carl Landau about his true retirement story. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. I'm excited. You have a great show that I enjoy listening to, and to be a guest, I'm truly honored.
Well, appreciate it. Right back to you. It's been fun researching you a bit and listening to your show, reading your blog, and we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, plus your world-famous book, Pickleball for Dummies.
Right.
Yeah, good. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, and moved out to the West Coast in my early 20s. And so I've lived in California for 40 years. And I was a magazine publisher. So I started my first magazine when I was 25 years old. It was one of the early computer magazines. Anyway, I can go into, you know, the whole publishing thing. But I was a magazine publisher for about 25 years in high tech and sold those magazines, and then started in craft beer at a magazine called Brew Your Own for people that make beer at home, winemaker for people that make wine at home, and Brew Pub, which was for people that owned and operated brew pubs and microbreweries, and sold that. And then my third company, I put on live events, conferences and trade shows that I owned. And it was for niche publishers. It initially started print magazines, and then, you know, in later on, mostly online publications, and did that for 20 years and sold my third business in 2019. So right before the pandemic.
Yeah. And it's been interesting because I'm reading up on your blogs, and you use the term unretirement. You're the third retirement focused podcast in terms of someone who's retired, and we're talking really about your own personal retirement. And I think every single one that I've interviewed calls it unretirement, not even retirement. So tell me more about this term unretirement and why you like to use that.
Sure. Well, you know, when I sold the last business, everyone says, you know, so are you retiring? And to me, that sounded terrible. I mean, it sounded to me where you're done. You know, you're finished. And particularly if you've been an entrepreneur and, you know, enjoyed what you've done your whole career, it sounded pretty awful. And so I've used the term. I didn't invent it, obviously, if you have other guests and all that. But to me, unretirement is for people that don't want to retire. They want to do something new, something more fun, something more meaningful. And that's the whole idea behind our podcast. I used to be somebody, the whole idea of unretirement.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, this idea of fun and meaningful, because I think the general thought of retirement is it's all fun. But then I like how you're putting this meaningful part of it into the unretirement. I was reading a part of your blog from a year ago, and you had some really good advice on there. And one of them is just talking about just the idea of the purpose of you really got to go find your purpose. It's kind of like your purpose almost thrust upon you. Like, here's your job, go earn some paycheck. That's your purpose. And when you lose that job or paycheck, that's great freedom, but it's almost like you lost your purpose in a way. Tell me how you've been doing with finding your purpose and what you do to, well, like you said, we all need a purpose so we can wake up in the morning.
Yeah. So I've really enjoyed working and working for myself and coming up with creative ideas and all that. So actually, the idea of doing it all came from the podcast. When I sold my company initially, my wife said to me, "All right, so after and when I sold, it was sort of your traditional working for the new owner for a year, and I worked part-time, which actually was a nice time period. I don't think I had worked part time since I had been a, you know, had a paper out when I was a kid. So that was pretty cool. But she said, what are you going to do when the phone stop ringing and when the emails stop? And it was very helpful to like actually think about that, because for me and for a lot of people, you get a lot of your satisfaction from being this expert in whatever field you are. And then all of a sudden when nothing's happening along those lines, you know, it's not a great feeling. So rather than even, you know, attempt that, I just sort of launched into something new, as far as starting a podcast. I used to be somebody, and from that I get a lot of purpose, because we have a pretty good following, and there's thousands of people that listen to it and read our newsletter, and we're giving them ideas of what they can do, mostly for like a second act. Mm-hmm. It gives me a lot of satisfaction when you get emails all the time, messages, or when you see people and they're like, God, this, you know, I needed this. I've been struggling or trying to figure out, and that's what we try to do, is help them.
Yeah. Sometimes it's almost like you need permission to retire, and you're giving folks a bit of the permission to retire and a preview of what it might look like. But I'm curious for you, how did you know it was really time to retire?
Well, actually, one of the things I tell people for the most part is like, I wish I had retired earlier. And for me, it was really enjoying my job, which I talked about, but really the last 4 or 5 years, if I was more honest, it was, you know, a more of a struggle, you know, and I really wasn't getting the same satisfaction that I was earlier in my career. And that should have been a good, you know, tale to listen to myself. But the problem is, when, particularly if you have a high power job, you don't realize like, oh, this really isn't going so great, because you're just so used to doing. And for me, it was, you know, I can't continue. I put on events for 20 years, and I honestly had like nightmares about putting on events. And the thing is, I put on very successful events. We were always on time. But the nightmare always was like, we're not ready, which never was the case. So I think if you're having nightmares work related, that's a pretty good idea that you should be doing something else.
Yeah. I suppose you even mentioned in one of your blogs that it's almost like you had work PTSD. How are you feeling about that right now?
I feel great about it. Awesome. I don't have those nightmares anymore, but I have to warn people, I probably did for that first year in unretirement. It just doesn't go away right away. And as far as other words of wisdom, it does. It takes a while to like get your rhythm and really figure out what you want to do. And for me, I'm on year 4, and it probably took me really almost 2.5-3 years to really hit my stride, where I felt really comfortable and really enjoying what I was doing. So it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, it's a transition. It's probably one of your biggest transitions ever, because you have a lot of things going on. Just your time is maybe more under your control than it was before, and there's some freedom and flexibility, and maybe almost fear comes out of it. But a lot of times, not just the fact that you look at yourself as a worker, but a lot of times I feel like you look at yourself as a saver, and you're not a saver anymore, right? If you're pulling money out, you're not a saver anymore, and that's a big mind shift. Was that something that struck you at all, this shifting from spender, I'm sorry, saver to spender? Is that
a little bit? I honestly, my biggest problem was more my unretirement or retirement started in the pandemic. So it was like crazy time. So hopefully other people are going to have to go through that. But it's so funny. I was talking to a friend who had been retired for 10 years, and she's like, okay, this is weird, you know, during the pandemic. This isn't normally how it goes. But, you know, there's going to be struggles for anyone. You could have a health problem or whatever it's going to be. So But as far as like the savings thing, it's something I think about more. I hardly ever really thought about money before because there's a lot of money coming in, and then all of a sudden, you don't have that same income. But I mean, that's all part of, getting geared up for retirement. And in one of my blogs, I talked about how important it is, to hire a financial planner. And that really took a lot of weight off my shoulders because I had a plan that I had been working on for 4 or 5 years. And like I said, I'm in year four of retirement, and the plan's going exactly like I thought it would, or like what we had planned. So that really has given me a reason to not worry so much.
Well, that's super helpful. And I've got a list I'm going to add into the show notes. A lot of your advice, kind of, you give some nice kind of one sentence bits of advice. One of them is actually just go ahead and retire. Another one is do something new. And I think was pickleball a new thing for you at retirement? Tell me about that.
So pickleball, I started actually a year before. But I, when I was working, I didn't have very much time to play it. But pickleball was a big thing. And one of the key things, as far as retirement, number one's your health. So if you're not healthy, things are not going to go well. Okay, that's sort of a given, but I mean, it's true. Second thing is the social side of your life. And I realized, wow, I have to get a whole bunch of new friends that are available to do stuff during the week. and the social side of retirement is huge. I mean, as far as if you're going to have a successful retirement, having really good friends or relatives or a network is giant, particularly as you get really older, in your 80s or 90s or the social side is really very important. So I joined a club, a pickleball club, and instantly had about 15 people that I played with regularly. And then over the past 3-4 years, I mean, these are real friends. I see them outside of pickleball all the time, and it was great. So I always tell people, in retirement, you're gonna need to get some new friends. And so, it doesn't have to be pickleball, but I mean, join something where you have a common interest with these people. And anyway, pickleball is great because it's very social. In addition to the physical part of it. Anyway, I can go on and on about pickleball. I love doing it, and I love the people I play with, and I meet new people all the time because of it.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about pickleball, but I just want to bring out this idea that the social and the health together, because I've had people on the podcast talking about how when you retire, your new job is your health. And just keeping yourself healthy is a new job. I've had some other on the podcast that are really talking about, purpose. I had a doctor on just recently, Doc G, Jordan Grummert. He's kind of a semi-famous podcaster in the podcasting world of retirement planning. And I was asking him, what's your number one health tip for us? You're a doctor. Tell me what's your number one health tip. And he said, have a purpose, because you got to have a reason to maybe stay healthy on there. And then now, especially you retired during the pandemic, and that kind of kicked up this thought that loneliness is almost as bad as smoking, if not more, this idea of social isolation. So it's interesting, between purpose, health, and social cues, and getting a bunch of friends and community together. It seems like pickleball is hitting all three, and you've got some ways to help us out with that, right? You wrote a book about pickleball. Tell me about that.
I did. So it was Pickleball for Dummies, and I got this. The reason why it even came up was I started this new company to launch my podcast. I used to be somebody. So I had to do a DBA, and I'm like, well, what am I going to call this company? And a friend of mine's like, well, you like playing pickleball. Why don't you call it Pickleball Media? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I did that. And then our podcast really is more about second acts and unretirement, like we talked about. But we also threw in a little bit about pickleball, because our podcasts are for 50-plus-year-old people. And that's like, you know, at least 3 years ago, that's what thrusted pickleball to become so popular, where baby boomers all of a sudden were really into it. It's a great sport, you know, for many reasons. You don't have to be a great athlete, or, you know, you cover a relatively small amount of space. And so it's perfect for baby boomers. And so I have a little segment in there, pickleball life lessons with Mo. Mo was my instructor. She also used to be a stand-up comedian. So basically for 5 minutes, she gives me a bunch of crap about being a bad pickleball player. But we really did talk about pickleball and how it relates to life. And I got a deal out of it from Wiley Publishing. Wiley's huge. And they have all the dummy series. There's like 4,000 titles of dummies on everything. That's and great. And someone who was a listener and also read my newsletter wrote me and said, I used to work for Pickleball for Dummies. I was the acquisition person. And she's like, I can't believe this. They don't have a Pickleball for Dummies. Yeah. And they have like really, really small niches. Yeah. And so a week later, I basically was given like a contract, a pretty good contract to write, you know, Pickleball for Dummies. It was written with, I mean, I'm not an expert. I'm a player. And my wife is a writer. But our instructors, Mo and Rianne, I'm like, do you want to write this book with us? And so the four of us did together. But with Wiley, their biggest question was, how fast can you write this? Because they want it out fast. Yeah. And we wrote it in 4 months, which is pretty fast. And it got out within 8 months. In the book publishing world, 8 months is fast.
Right.
And it became really quickly an Amazon bestseller. In fact, here's just a picture of it. Pickleball for Dummies.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's been a great ride. I've met so many people because of the book, and it was just an amazing experience, which I had absolutely no idea was going to happen, but I just sort of put myself out there with the podcast and just like just wanted to see what was going to happen, and that was a pretty great thing that happened.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I definitely need the book Pickleball for Dummies, so I'm gonna pick that up. But we like to give away books on the podcast. So if you want to get Pickleball for Dummies, just email me podcast@kylefp.com, and I will send you out. The first three people that email will send you out Pickleball for Dummies, so you can definitely get more out of your pickleball game or learn about pickleball, which I need to do is learn about pickleball.
Yeah, and it's, by the way, it's not just for beginners. It's like 448 pages.
Oh my goodness. So, wow, yeah.
Which is crazy. And so with these dummies books, they want it everything that there possibly is about whatever subject it is. So, you know, there's background on history of it, and then, you know, strategy, and you know, but literally it's for a beginner or intermediate, and there's stuff for advanced people too. So anyway, it's a great book.
Love it. Good. Well, there you go. We'll have a link in the show notes, and first three people that email me podcast@kylefp.com, I'll get you out your copy of Pickleball for Dummies, and I'm gonna make sure I get my copy too. Well, we're talking about your true retirement story, and the whole point of this is really to help others that are yet to retire or unretire. Unretirement sounds more fun from every retiree I've been talking to. These days, what do you want pre-retirees, those that are still working, what do you want them to know about retirement?
Well, I want them to think about it in advance, because you don't know when retirement's going to come. For a lot of people, it's like, oh, they lose their job. I mean, it's particularly if you're older, say you're early 60s or something, and you're making X amount of money. Well, in the corporate world, they don't really want you around, you know? So you just never know what's going to happen. So I think it's a good idea to think in advance. And what a lot of the guests I've had on, I used to be somebody, what they started doing in their 40s and 50s was doing something part-time that was fun. Like I've had many people that started teaching like a college course, like just one course, community college or whatever. And all of a sudden they realize, God, I like this teaching thing way more than I do whatever they were doing, and end up becoming professors, you know, later in life. Mm-hmm. That's just one example. But to do something totally different, and I understand, you know, everyone's got like these full, or they may have full-time jobs and all that, but just do something on the side, you know, when, you know, and see where that will go. That's totally different than what you're doing. So that's sort of a trick that a lot of people that I've interviewed have told me that they started doing way early in their 40s and 50s. You know, it gave them some confidence that they could do this thing totally different than what they're doing in their regular job.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. I appreciate that. And of course, you're only 4 years in to your unretirement. What are you looking forward to during the rest of your retirement?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, we'll really see. So another thing that came out of this was the opportunity. Well, since I was in the event business, I used to put on conferences, trade shows, and I was going to do a retreat. You know, I used to be somebody retreat where we would get people together and we talk about strategies on retirement. You know, it was some of the same stuff we talked about on the podcast. And I was going to do it like a fancy country club and, you know, and I'd be a fancy resort. And once again, my counsel, my wife, is like, Carl, didn't you like just do that for 20 years? And I'm like, yeah, I guess I did. And so what I'm doing instead was I hooked up with this great tour company and they put on tours all around the world. And we get, you know, a free trip, and my wife and I, and so we get the people to go, and we do educational parts of it where we'll have little, I used to be somebody, classes, maybe three times during the week for an hour and a half or so. But like our first one's in Tuscany, which sounds like way more fun than doing, you know, going to like some resort somewhere. And so that almost is sold out. We have one spot left. It's in September. And we're doing one in Portugal in 2025. And then we're going to do a pickleball vacation we just came out with in Arizona next October. So, I mean, this is like something, once again, I absolutely no idea what's going to happen. But I'm doing something new. And leading these people, you know, at a vacation, like, I mean, it's way more fun sipping some good Italian wine and talking about like what you want to do in retirement than like, you know, in some classroom or something. So like I said, I don't know where it will lead to, but I've been pretty lucky in the past 3 years, just everything is sort of hit.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that's good news. Well, I've got one more question for you, but before we get to that, tell us what's the best way to reach out to you, Carl.
The best thing is go on our website, which is pickleballmediahq, like headquarters.com, or if you just do a Google search, Pickleball Media, it will pop up. But I'm pretty involved in LinkedIn, and if you just go to Carl Landau on LinkedIn and send me a message that way, or just go on our website. There's also my emails there, and that would be the best way to go.
Yeah, and speaking of your LinkedIn, I think your picture on LinkedIn is you holding a cat, and you've got this like beard that looks like you're from, you know, it's like a picture from 1981 or something. Tell me more about this. I just want to make sure that if you're getting to LinkedIn and you see this crazy looking picture, that it's actually
right.
Carl.
Right. And that's also our graphic art for the podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
So when I had that first magazine, Computer Language, I got this idea because I actually had a cat that I wanted to get rid of. I had to get rid of it. I had an apartment. And so I put together a full page ad in my magazine and it said, buy an ad, get a cat. And it's a picture of the actual ad was me holding this cat with a big FedEx sticker on it. And we had 40,000 subscribers to our magazine. It was on the newsstand and everything. Well, it went viral before you could go viral. This is like in 1984. And it was picked up on the UPI wire. And it was in 300 newspapers and magazines around the country. And a lot of funny things happened from it. But one sort of not that funny thing was I got a call from the SPCA, National SPCA.
Oh, sure.
And the first words this woman said was, we understand you're killing cats. I'm like, oh, no, we're not killing cats. And it was just a joke. And in fact, on the ad, it said 1-800-GET-A-CAT. There was another problem, though, with it was that was actually someone's real number, their 800 number. And he called the office. He was not super excited because he had gotten something like 500 calls on his 800 number. In the 80s, those cost like a dollar each.
So anyway,
got myself out of that and patched things up with the SPCA. And so the buy an ad, get a cat ad has been with me ever since.
That's great. Well, now you know the story behind it, and you know when you see that picture on the podcast or on your LinkedIn, you're in the right spot. And you, maybe we just gave away the answer, so you got to come up with another answer to this question. But our final question is, tell us something about yourself that few people know about, and remember this podcast is Rated Clean.
Okay, I'll tell you like a really weird thing. When I was like 6 years old, I was poisoned. Okay. So it has a happy ending. I'm still alive, but some kids like thought it would be a good idea to put lighter fluid in, but with some water, and put it in a soda pop thing when I'm like 5 years old. So now a lot of people know I was almost poisoned, almost died. But
horrible.
So I don't suggest to anyone, don't drink lighter fluid. I didn't know I was. So anyway, not a funny story and all that, but I survived it.
Yeah, you survived. It's a clean story. My kids are reading these I Survived books. So that could be the next book for you. There's a whole I Survived This Tragedy type of book. That could be your next one.
Yeah. Anyway, that's off the top of my head, the best thing I could come up with.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you made it on the good side. Got to the point that you could be unretired, and appreciate you sharing your true retirement story, helping us kind of figure out what's life look like on the other side of pulling the plug on work and being retired there. Awesome. Well, thanks, Carl, for coming on the show.
I really appreciate it, Jeremy. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing your story. It's been a blast. And thank you for listening to the Retirement Reveal podcast. We believe if you know more about your money, you'll feel better about your money, and you will make better money decisions.
This was another great episode of the Retirement Revealed podcast. Click on the subscribe button below to automatically get our latest episodes. If you liked our show and want even more, please give us a rating and a review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Please go to retirement-revealed.com to learn more and send us your questions and feedback. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guests and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Kyle Financial Partners, Thrivent, or its affiliates. The guests are not affiliated with or endorsed by Thrivent Advisor Network. Kyle Financial Partners does not provide legal, accounting, or tax advice. Consult your attorney or tax professional. Representatives have general knowledge of the Social Security tenets. For details on your situation, contact the Social Security Administration. Kyle Financial Partners is part of the Thrivent Advisor Network, a registered investment advisor. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have with your investment planning. Advisory persons of Thrivent provide advisory services under a doing business as name or may have their own legal business entities. However, advisory services are engaged exclusively through Thrivent Advisor Network, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Kyle Financial Partners and Thrivent Advisor Network, LLC are not affiliated companies. Information in this message is for the intended recipients only. Please visit our website, www.kylefp.com, for important disclosures.